This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have a special hour of the Good Day program every week devoted to the charts from Talkers Magazine and the ancillary discussion that comes from folks who either are associated with the program. We know Jay Kirshner is, and Jennifer Horn has been for a long time. Jen is off, however, this week. So Jay and I are going to go through with thoughts and information about the items on the charts for the week, the last week of July 2022, on the top 10 list. At number 10, the so-called CHIPS Act, which is, I believe, a way for the country to try to encourage the building of chips here in our country. There are a couple of big, I think huge, that the Columbus, Ohio plant that's, I think, Intel is building on 1,500 acres. I don't understand what they need so much land for, but there are a lot of problems we're having still. Car makers, I know on the farm, Jay, that I can't, I have a couple of tractors that are down. They're older tractors, but they still have one little item. It's not a chip. Something hard to find, though. It's a monitor for oil pressure. And without that, you can't run the tractor because you don't want to take a chance, but it won't let you run the tractor if you can't monitor the oil pressure. So that's just one example. They're really a big, huge problem that we should be focused more on than we are, frankly. At number 9, immigration, all of it. This has taken a back seat, unfortunately, to all the other things that are going on because, well, there's no really good because it isn't a priority with a lot of people. And we see, well, there are those who say we don't have enough workers in America to do what we need to have done, so let them in. But they're all over the place, and I saw another story this week of an illegal getting drunk and driving down the highway and killing somebody. There's no excuse for that.
Goodness, just, no excuse, no. Period. No. Yeah. But also, there is a lot of truth to the whole, like, there's not enough workers, but there's also not enough employers that are willing to pay fair wages and not be jerks to their staff. There's just a lot of not great places to work as well.
Something to be said for that. Yeah, you're right about that. Okay, let's see here. What is number, and we'll go back to some of these things. I'm just making a couple of highlight remarks. At number 8, situation, we're still talking about Roe v. Wade. I think this will be discussed. It goes on for years and years and years until something happens to sort of fix it in the minds of the people who think women ought to be able to control their own bodies. But that's number 8 anyway. Number 7, COVID. And all of the hoopla about that, up, down, and sideways, who got it? I guess that the president's over it now. I had a couple of people working on my farm who had it this week. They had colds. They didn't feel good. They slept in a couple of days, and that pretty much took care of it. At number 6, the war. I have lots to say about the war, but one of the most horrible things, Jay, the understand is a video that appeared this week which documents the Russians castrating prisoners of war, Ukrainians. Take a deep breath. And
that is just
what did
awful.
He just say? Yeah. The Russians, there's a posted video online that shows a Ukrainian prisoner of war being castrated by a Russian soldier who's shouting insults at him all through the whole thing. This is more, it's so disgusting. It's
with a box cutter knife, just to give you more of an image.
Okay. The situation with the weather, number 5, the drought. I was talking earlier on the Doug Stephan Good Day program about how thankful I was on the farm. We had 3 or 4 hours of pouring rain last night. It's not often that you pray for rain, but look at all the areas of our country that are in drought status. And it's going to be very hot for those of you. This program airs all through the weekend, so at some point this weekend, you'll feel if you're in the south of our southwest, even from Texas all the way over to the east coast below the Mason-Dixon line, really hot, really humid, really big-time summer weather. And what's that doing to the food supply, amongst other things? You're going to be paying a lot of money anyway. This just acts as a double whammy for what you're going to pay for food, even from now through until circumstances change. Who knows when that will be. Number four, as the crime-related gun control discussions, and there are plenty of those. I want to get to a few of those during the course of this hour. January 6th, number three, partisan politics. I thought that one of the most interesting things this week, Jay, was the announcement that we had on the air, I believe it was Thursday, of the two people who have formed a new political party that, according to Andrew Yang, who's the former Democrat, who's with Christy Todd Whitman, a former Republican, that are trying to reinvigorate the country, the economy. And what does all of this mean for the election this fall? Probably not much of anything. But what does it mean down the road? It depends on how fed up you are with the situation that exists. I know I'm fed up. I'm excited. I'd like to see some really good people. These are two people. Yang actually did fairly well in the debates, remember?
Yes.
He held his own.
He really did. And what they're even saying is something that's been echoed a lot by the American public, is that today's outdated parties have failed by catering to the fringes.
Yep.
As a result, most Americans feel they are not represented. And that is just so incredibly accurate.
They aren't representative. And that's because, in part, we're not teaching civics in school. Nobody seems to, or too few of us, understand the system and how important primaries are, because the lunatics are in, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and this guy Gates and some of these other people that don't really represent other than a bunch of lunatics in their party. And AOC and all those other, that woman from Michigan, they don't represent really their districts, but because they get through the primaries, because nobody votes, so they don't understand what the issues are or who's even running. That's the problem, really a big problem. So these people want to re-educate the American public. They want to, and as you just suggested, the Gallup poll from last year shows two-thirds of Americans think a third party is needed because the Republicans and Democrats are so out of touch. So along comes Andrew Yang, who ran in the Democratic Party last time around, and as I said, I thought he did a good job of presenting himself. The governor of New Jersey, former governor Christy Todd Whitman, who came along before Christy, I just thought she was good as well. She was a good party person, but now the party has deserted her, as it has deserted me, as it has deserted most of the American public.
Yes.
Exactly.
But the fact that you have to have so many funds raised, because then these politicians owe their donors and how many people had to drop out of running because they didn't raise enough funds?
Oh, it's politics. All right, so anyway, we have the two-party setup is too deep-rooted. It needs to be, rerooted or uprooted, maybe. I remember Ralph Nader. Remember, you don't remember Ralph.
No, I do. I had a family member who was a big Nader fan.
Ah, well, he ran in 2000. I remember him back in the days when I used to do more political program. I used to have a lot of these characters. I've always been kind of a naysayer and always have been an advocate for change. And even though I was a Republican, I would have everybody on the program. And one of the things about me was I wanted to have different people. Ralph Nader was on a lot with me until one day I interviewed him. And I said something that really annoyed him. And I'm trying to remember, it's like 20-plus years ago, so I don't remember what it was. And he would never come on my program again. He was a funny character, man. And you know what happened? And the other thing that needs to be changed in these new political parties, perhaps aimed at this, the way the system works. Everybody else gets elected by popular vote, but yet the president has this electoral college foolishness, mm-hmm. and the public doesn't like that at all. The public's getting wise to it, And because Al Gore lost, he may not have liked Al Gore. I wasn't a big fan, but he got the votes. George Bush didn't. But yet, because of the Electoral College, Bush was able to maneuver himself into the presidency. And there are plenty of other examples of that as well. Hillary Clinton got more votes than Trump did.
Yes, yeah. I think it's happened a total of 5 times in the American presidency. Where the popular, whoever won the popular vote ended up losing the presidency.
Yep. The economy is number one on the chart this week. We'll talk about that in several different ways, like the economy shrinking. Has it done that again? We'll talk about that after this.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
All right, so the number one issue this week is the economy. The Fed's hiked the rate again, and as a result of all of the things going on in the economy, the heated economy, the gross domestic product, Jay, fell by almost a point during the second quarter. All the government data has been put together. This is the second time in a row that this the measure has dropped, shrunk by, actually, between the two months that we're looking at, 1.6%, and that's not great news for the economy. I don't get why, but I'm not an economist, so I guess I can say this and have some degree of credibility. Why do we put the interest rate up? It just slows everything down and always causes, here we go again. We're back into the inflation rate causes deflation, if you will, because people stop buying houses, they stop borrowing money to buy cars, it shuts the economy down. And then, okay, we crawl back out of the hole and things go back up again. It seemed to me there has to be some modicum of the middle here. At any rate, the total sum of the country's goods and services have been rising by almost 7%. And that's the highest inflation rate we've had for like 40 years. So now, and part of the problem is unemployment. Part of the problem is, the disconnect is that we have a low unemployment and we have lots of housing starts. So how come this is going on? You're all recognizing what it costs you to buy food. I know that.
Yeah.
So that's part of the application here. 21 after the hour, Talk Radio Review.
Silver. has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
When you are deficient in whole food vitamin C, I'm not talking about ascorbic acid, the ability of your blood to carry oxygen can drop as low as half to normal. So one of the first reactions to vitamin C complex deficiency is shortness of breath. And in time, this overload on the heart contributes to its ultimate breakdown.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of ideas, a roundup of stories that have been, according to Talkers Magazine, the big items on News Talk Radio this past week, according to their surveys that they do of stations and program directors and hosts all around the country. There's a focus on these things as far as conversation is concerned on the radio. Now, we've gone a step further here because during this program, at this time in each hour, we focus on social media, trending things, little gossip. But there's no gossip involved in the comments from our social media today. First, well, you know, I suppose when you think about Mega Millions, there's over $1 billion in the jackpot. And so we asked listeners to tell us whether they'd like a payout or they'd take the cash option. What are some of our listeners saying with regard to that, Jay?
Yeah, this is a big topic this week. Patty Johnson says, cash out for sure. I want to have it all before I'm too old to spend some of it. Also, I want to make charitable donations now, not 20 years in the future. And okay, just for reference, when you get the cash out option, it's a little bit less just because of how much taxes are taken out.
Yeah, they take out all at once. Yeah.
Yeah, and the annual payout is still from $1 billion. It's like over $34 million a year, and you get 5% more each additional year than you got the previous year. So it kind of, it's interesting. Leonard Hoffman says the annual payout, it will keep his granddaughter's family well off until she retires. I had to Google this because I had thought that the annual payouts, if the lottery winner dies, that money's just gone.
It doesn't go anywhere
else. It does. It is considered part of that person's estate, and it does. It can go on to other people as long as you put it in the will.
I think you're right. At the beginning, if I remember correctly, if you weren't alive, you didn't get it. That was it. But then that changed. The legislation changed to allow for families to get it.
So now it is considered part of the estate, but you do want to make sure you put it in the will as to where it will go, should you pass,
And if, by the way, you don't have anybody to leave it to, my name, my given name is Dudley. It's Dudley Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. There you go. All right, here's Diana. What's she got to say?
Diana Julian says at her age, she wants the cash out option.
Okay.
Nathan Dresler wants the annual payment, saying, what the heck would I do with $1 billion? Plus, they tax the crap out of me. I think $30 million a year is more than enough.
There you go.
Well, Jenny Breida says, cash for sure. I can leave it to family and friends, and when I leave this earth, who knows if the government will want to take some of it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see here. Who else have we got? You want to... no, James, we're not. We are a minute off. Anyway, cash, and more cash. How about
everybody
that?
Everybody wants the cash. Only a few people wanted to pay the annual. I would go for the annual. Mm-hmm. 100% I would go for annual. You
what would you do with the money? Another question we asked. This lady gives
Peggy
it to
Holmes
the church.
Says, give it to the church, other worthy causes, buy a small house in two places, one for summer, one for winter, help family and friends. Mike Willard would give it to local charities. Bruce Terstega says, pay everything off and eternally retire to a wonderful climate with no snow and no ice.
Eternally. So that means he's not going to hell. He's going to heaven then under the circumstances. Right? And so here's Mary Blackwell, who's going to give all of her winnings to Ashton Kutcher's foundation to fight human trafficking.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We found ourselves at 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employee...
These may be uncertain.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Nice kid. Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SAVE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a $5 bonus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The death toll after widespread and catastrophic flooding in eastern Kentucky has risen to 26 people due to heavy rains that started last week. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on NBC News last night.
With the level of water, we're going to be finding bodies for weeks. Many of them swept hundreds of yards, maybe quarter mile plus from where they were lost.
A ship carrying grain left the Ukrainian port of Odessa for foreign markets on Monday under a safe passage agreement. It's the first export of grain since the Russian invasion blocked shipping through the Black Sea 5 months ago. Actress and singer Nichelle Nichols, best known for Star Trek's Lieutenant Uhura, died Saturday night in Silver City, New Mexico.
One of the best written treaties on Africa, the whole continent of Africa, that had ever been even attempted. It was called Uhuru, and Uhuru is Swahili for freedom.
She was 89 years old. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, convicted of contempt of Congress earlier this month, will ask a judge to allow him to exhaust his appeals before any punishment takes effect. This raises the prospect of years of litigation and a Supreme Court petition before the case is finished. A dust-up over charter schools.
Larry Arnn, the president of Hillsdale College in Michigan, answered the call of Tennessee Governor Bill Lee earlier this year. Lee wanted 100 more charter schools in his state. Arnn said he would launch 50 of them. But 6 months later, Lee has distanced himself from Arnn after he said teachers are, quote, trained in the dumbest parts of the dumbest colleges. He made the comments in front of an audience that included Lee, who is known as an advocate for charter schools and school vouchers. So far, three applications for three Hillsdale-related charter schools have been rejected. No comment from a Hillsdale spokesperson. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
And the most anticipated grouping of the LIV golf event at Donald Trump's National Golf Club at Minster was an unusual fivesome that teed off a day before the actual tournament began. Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau, two of the biggest golf stars to join the Rebel Tour, were the pros in that group. They were joined by former President Donald Trump, whose course they were playing on, and his son Eric. Yasser Al-Rumayyan, who governs the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund that funds the upstart circuit, rounded out the group before later peeling off. Mr. Trump? Well, he acted like he owned the place. I'm Tony Marusso, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stephens Good Day Show.
It is the story of a husband and wife team from Oregon that have designed baby shoes that melt in the water. Woolly Bubs. $34 for the small ones, $40 for the bigger ones. Jesse Milliken and his wife Megan took pains to ensure that just because they dissolve in water doesn't mean that they're fragile.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Yes, you can have your podcast and eat it, too. No, maybe not eat it. You can have your podcast and hear it, too. What would you do with $1 billion? That's the focus of one of our podcasts this week. The download at gooddayshow.com. Also, we had an overview of how to help you fall asleep. Remember the method? 4, 7, 8. You get that? Jay, 4,
yeah, it's
7,
breathe in, hold,
8.
Breathe
yeah.
out.
Yeah, right. All kinds of helpful information every day. And also, we had a nice segment on Paul Sorvino. So many different things happening, so many things to talk about. Help yourself to all of our thoughts and your thoughts as well. We have a new way of you exchanging in the old way, too, on social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, A Good Day On Air. And our podcast and the program airs every day in its entirety through the day. It loops, just keeps going around. You can hear it at any point in the day at gooddayshow.com. You also can hear the podcast as well. Easily found, gooddayshow.com. Speaking of social media, back to some of the comments, the things that are in the news. News talk radio is talking about the news. Duh. And so, duh. Okay, so some of our listeners had some thoughts on some of the news stories that we talked about during the week. You want to share some of those with us, please?
Yes, and they're all very closely related. Tom Polner says the extreme high over inflated price of gas, diesel, feed, groceries, etc. I went in Tractor Supply and a bag of layer pellets was $19.99. Outrageous.
Yeah. Tractor Supply is a little insight for you, Tom. My experience with Tractor Supply is that they are usually the most expensive when it comes to this sort of thing. They've created a very interesting body of work, and they've done very well. Stock price, it's always going up on Tractor Supply because they get themselves into locations where there are no longer a lot of these sorts of businesses, and they combine hardware and automotive and feed and all kinds of other things. But in my experience with them shopping around, they're always very expensive. All right, what else have we got here?
Dana Rain says agriculture for food to feed us all in this amazing world. I know that's been a big one. And
yep.
Terry Moran points out the recession we're now in and what's being done and not done about it.
Yeah. More not being done. To go back to what we were talking about in terms of the economy, which is number one this week, the implication or the inference of the Fed saying, okay, well, we'll put the interest rate up another 0.75 point. I'm not an economist. I was never a great student of the economy, if you will, but I know what I think is practical. We have our own world experiences. And when I look around, it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to cause a recession in order to get out of a heated economy. You'd think with all the brain power around, there'd be a way you could find something in the middle that would cool the economy off a little bit, slow down inflation. But then you look back at what's happened, the pandemic, and nobody is... See, the connection, connecting the dots here is important, and we don't get this in school because nobody wants to be politically incorrect and say it's the Chinese's fault, but it is the Chinese government's fault. The creation of the virus, the letting the virus go or let it escape or however it was done, which created pandemonium and panic and craziness around the world for a couple of years, messed up the economy, messed up our lives, messed up pretty much everything. And you can argue about whether we needed to do it or not. Why did we fall into this scare tactic? I don't know whether some of you may have heard me earlier in the week talk about what I feel is an indictment of certain parts of the news media when the technical director of CNN gets caught recorded. He wasn't being interviewed. There's a mic open in the studio someplace. And he talked about instilling the next fear factor, and it's the climate change issue. COVID's no longer a fear factor in controlling American thought, so CNN is now on to climate change, and you'll see that. So that happens. New York Times, the same thing. They all want to tell you what to think. You know, it used to be all the news that's fit to print. Now it's all the things that are fit to tell you what to think, how to think, where to think, when to think. And that's because the schools aren't doing the job. The schools should be teaching our children about China and what's going on with China economically and what our foibles are, how the system, and this is back to the economy again, the system sort of encouraged us to go to China to get everything made cheaply because it was better for the bottom line. Now we're dependent after 40 years of doing this on China. Our economy is dependent on them. And they, even though they're dependent on us because we're the ones that really built them up, they're basically thumbing their nose at us. And how is that good for anybody? And the amount of debt that they hold of ours, you know, all of this stuff. It's just, it's all wrapped around things that people say, oh, it's too complicated for me to understand. If we had a good educational system, it would be very clear what's going on, and people would think it through and want to do something about it. Thank heavens, I don't know where it has gone. There was an announcement a week or so ago, and I think I mentioned it here, Jay, that the House of Representatives had worked on a bill and came out of committee with a positive report to keep foreign entities from buying land and property in America. Mm-hmm. The Chinese shouldn't own our farm. I was working with a guy yesterday who was clearing a lot, and he shut his chainsaw. I don't know why we got off onto this, but we started talking about the Chinese. He knew I was a farmer, and he said to me, what do you think about the Chinese buying all that farmland? I said, it shouldn't be allowed, and under this law, it won't be allowed. But what about to this point? The Chinese control the pork industry in our country and around the world because they own Smithfield now. Why would we allow that to happen?
There's just too many chemicals involved. There's what the woody kind of chicken happening now because
they're
growing too fast, too quick.
Yep. Yeah. All that stuff.
It's unnatural.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. Number four is crime. The connection to gun control. Here's the mother of three, shot by another woman in the back seat of an Uber. They got into an argument. Did you see this? The Uber stuff this week.
Yeah, they were.
The other Uber guy, the story we talked about, the Uber guy gets mad because his passengers, or is this a Lyft? I don't know. It was one of the two. So this guy throws him out on the highway, and one of the people he threw out on the highway got run over and killed. So, but that's not this story. This story is...
Yeah, couldn't even take him to, like, the off-ramp or whatever, just straight up get out of the car right on the interstate.
Yeah.
This one, apparently there were some women who went out, and drinking was obviously involved, and then they were in the Uber, they got into an argument, and it got so heated that one of the passengers pulled a gun out of her purse and shot the other person, and then the Uber comes to a stop, everybody gets out, but it's clear that the woman who was shot didn't get out. She ended up dying of her injuries.
Unbelievable. It really is. And the kind of thing. So what will happen to that person? That person should go to jail for the rest of her life.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's another one. A wife shot her husband after the children at her daycare center said he molested them.
Yeah, you know what? Good for this woman.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Okay, is that that's probably the end, right, of that story?
Because she owned and operated a daycare, and then she learned from a couple of the parents, like three children's parents, that there were accusations of molestation against her husband, and at least, so who knows if there were more, she confronts her husband. They're in a hotel room, and she had actually written in her journal that she was planning on confronting him, and if it was true, she wanted to shoot him, not shoot him with intent to kill, but to injure him, so that he couldn't possibly do this to anybody else, and they get into a heated argument when she's confronting him. Apparently, according to her, the husband lunged at her, was very menacing, and so she pulled the gun out of her purse and shot him.
Mm-hmm.
And she was obviously arrested. He's in the hospital. He has been arrested officially, or he's been charged.
Mm-hmm.
And she even said that I never planned to kill him. I just wanted to injure him.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see what happens, but you know what? Good for her.
All right. Another story of a six-year-old boy who fatally shoots his five-year-old sister in Indiana. Their parents have been arrested. Good. First responders discovered this girl with a gunshot wound to her head at the home in Muncie, Indiana. Jacob Grayson told investigators his six-year-old son removed one of his two loaded handguns from a safe and shot his sister. How did he get into the safe, you dumb so-and-so?
Well, and apparently he's gotten into the safe before, and they've actually taken him to a shooting range. They've taught him how to shoot. At six. So apparently these parents have had their child handle the gun before.
I think I feel like I'm talking to myself here from time to time. All right, so how about this with regard to crime and punishment? The cable company Charter Communications this week was ordered to pay $7 billion in punitive damages to the family of an 83-year-old grandmother who was robbed and murdered by a Charter cable repairman. He was off the clock, but he'd been in this woman's home earlier in the day, cased it out, went back after hours. He thought she was going to be in bed, but she wasn't. Charter owns Spectrum. They are responsible as well in this, a combo deal. In the death of Betty Jo McLean, this is a negligence case to the nth degree. So Charter has to pay most of it, but Spectrum has to pay $337 million So 7 billion. Is this a lesson? It ought to be. The charter people say, obviously, they're going to appeal the verdict. Mm-hmm. But what does that say about their values?
Absolutely horrific.
Yeah, it really is. 46 past the hour. A few more comments on the number 6 item, which is the war, after this.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down. Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
All right, let's check what's going on in the Ukrainian war. The number 6 item this week on the countdown, Jay. There is a school that was destroyed this week. Russian missile attack. We were talking earlier about the castration story. The Russians apparently have lost, was it 75,000 soldiers? The Ukrainian number is that I think somewhere between 75,000 and 100,000 Russians have been killed. Don't know how many Ukrainians have been killed, but the more Russian troops that get killed, the better it is until they get up to the top and kill Putin. As much as that's kind of a horrible thing, but look at the horrors of war. Look at the horror that this guy is creating. And now Moscow apparently is redeploying more forces from eastern Ukraine because they're losing other parts of land that they've already grabbed. They're losing it. That's not been in the popular news media. But the Ukrainians, man, they're a tough bunch. Good for them. And good.
Yeah, good for them, for sure. Yeah,
good for them, exactly. All right, it's 10 before the hour. You're listening to the overview of what's going on this week in News Talk Radio, the report from Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Focus on your cars and how you're filling your car. I've noticed actually this week price of gasoline has gone down. I wonder what that's going to do to the sales of new cars, or does that have any bearing at all? Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com, that's his website, is here to discuss the realities of what it costs to buy a car, what it costs to propel a car, and there it is. That's the old EV tax credit. Get those government guys to make it easy for you to buy a foolish car, right?
Yes. Go for it.
Yeah. And the rest of us are taxpayers. We're having to foot the bill because we're bad guys. We drive cars that use gasoline.
Ooh. But it's fun.
Yes, it is. It's also unfair, and somebody should be suing the federal government because this is not acceptable. At any rate, so what is the Senate doing to expand tax credits for those of you who want to buy an electric car?
It sounds like both sides of the House have come to an agreement that tax credit is going to be increased for those guys that want electric vehicles. And finally, it's sort of a bit unfair for the guys that got in early and got electric cars out there, but it looks like they're going to increase the tax credits for the guys like Tesla and the guys, of course, the American company in the game, and the guys like Nissan, and also for used cars, by the way, which is nice if you're going to go and buy a used electric car. It'll be about $4,000 for those guys who are buying a used car. It's been a long time that everybody's been asking, oh, you're going to increase the guys that have the expired tax credits. You know, early adopters of the whole electric car idea, like General Motors, lost their tax credits quite a while ago. So they've been losing sales because they have had no tax credits on their electric car, and that hurt them with things like the Chevy Volt and those type of things. So
why should it be? That doesn't seem fair to me. Why should you discriminate against one company versus another? All the rules should apply to everybody. Well, I don't get that.
Yeah, exactly. So now the playing field's leveled. Well, you know, it's interesting, too, that it was the American companies who got in early, like Tesla and like Chevrolet, and they were being discriminated against. So now the playing field's leveled, hopefully. But the bill still has to pass, and it has to go through that whole political system. So hold your breath, Doug. Let's see if it actually gets through, because this is the second or third attempt that they've had about getting this through the government.
This is the story this week that we talked about. The deal between Chuck Schumer, who's the majority leader in the Senate, and Joe Manchin, who has a penchant for holding lots of things up and trying to level the playing field, if you will. So let's see, as you said, what comes out. Meanwhile, Apple has a car project. Why do we need a car from Apple? Hello?
This is an interesting one, right? They started the Apple Car back in 2016, and it's been the on-again, off-again product. They've been super successful, and I think we should also point out that Apple aren't actually a tech company. They're a customer services company. That's what they call themselves. Would you buy an Apple Car?
No.
That's the big question.
No.
So why are they doing it? I think it's probably because they can. And they got lots of money, but the project should have been on and off again, and now they've hired the Lamborghini, one of the guys from Lamborghini who made the Urus, which is a very strange looking SUV. Ultimately, the Urus, I don't know, is that the car you'd want to buy if it was an Apple? So that's a difficult question to answer, so who knows?
You know, talk about SUVs that are ugly. I was behind a Rolls-Royce SUV the other day. Ugly. Oh, my God. I thought it was horrible. Rolls-Royce is a distinctive car, and, you know, only because, well, not that I necessarily can afford one. I had one when I was younger, and they were kind of fun. But too many people look at them, and they have thought, I mean, why put yourself into that? I mean, some people don't care, but anyway, you think, okay, why? Is again another question. Why? Here's a Ferrari. Here's a A Ferrari is now going to be a police car.
Yeah. So this is a great story in the sense that I think it's about taking cars that were seized in drug deals and making them into police cars. Go ahead, do it.
Yeah. There's our friend Nick Miles from RAutoExpert.com here at 59 past the hour.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.